Hello?
Hello, my name is Randy, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. And this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I please speak with the person who requested this call back?
Yes, sir. You are speaking with him right now, sir.
All right, sir, and how can I assist you today?
Yes, sir. My name is Robert Nettles, and I was once employed, and I was terminated, you know. And I was in the process of trying to find another, you know, job, and I wasn't gonna find it, but it's taking me a little long. So I was just trying to get me a claim or something started, you know, so for some unemployment compensation if I can.
All right, so you want to open a claim today, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's see if we can't help you out with that. What is your Social Security number, sir?
592-22-6607.
All right. Let's see what we got here. And what is your name, sir?
Robert Dwayne Nettles, Jr.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
7th month, 26th day, 1967 is the year.
Okay, and do you have a driver's license?
Yes, sir.
What's that number?
529-5223.
Okay, and what is your mother's maiden name?
Annie Elizabeth Dexter.
Okay.
Stalwart.
All right. There we go. All right, sir, and you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, sir.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. And has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, sir.
All right. And have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, sir.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the last 2 years?
No, sir.
Okay. And what is your phone number?
251 area code 369-1743.
Okay. And you said you did. You did tell me that that driver's license number was an Alabama driver's license, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, sir. And what is your race?
Black.
Okay. And what is your ethnicity? Is it Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
7.
7?
11.
11?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Yep. And you are a U.S. citizen, right?
Excuse me, sir?
And you are a U.S. citizen, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, sir.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. And what is your residential address?
1002 Jefferson Street. That's Castleberry, Alabama.
Okay. And the zip code?
36432.
Okay. And also, there is no apartment number or lot number or anything with that address, right?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay. And what was your occupation?
Machine operator.
Okay.
All 19.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
That and whatever else I can find is available.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, sir.
Okay. And are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, sir.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, sir.
Okay.
I was told I could reapply, you know, but...
Right. I got you. Yeah. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, sir.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, sir.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
15, 20 miles.
Okay.
Most.
And what is the lowest hourly wage that you'll accept?
I guess $9, $10, I guess.
All right. And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, sir.
You own a business?
No, sir.
Do you work for yourself?
No, sir.
Okay. And are you currently working on commission or do you have a real estate license?
No, sir.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, sir.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No, sir.
Okay. And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
I don't have that, sir. I just rather. Do y'all have the cards?
Right.
Send the cards out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. You want the cards?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now. Let's see here. Oop. All right, now, you've indicated you wish to receive the benefits card. And if Do you already have a card?
Not sure if I still have that old one I had. That was years ago. It should be probably expired.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, if you have one, the card is good until, you know, the expiration date. But since you don't, of course, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. And by law, we're required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama prepaid account. The Alabama prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank, and Comerica charges no monthly fee, no purchase fee, and $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee. Now, a $1.30 out-of-network fee, and there is no fee for ATM balance inquiries, there is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Okay. And the Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. There are card replacement fee, $4 for a regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, excluding ATM withdrawals and balance inquiry, is 2% of the transaction amount. And please note, customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. And so see the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. Okay, and the long form disclosure for prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. And there is no overdraft or credit feature. And your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, get in there. All right, now. Oops, get in there. There it is. All right, and who was your employer, sir?
Shaw Industry.
Shaw, okay. Let's see here. Right there, Shaw Industries.
Andalusia.
All right, and what is their phone number, sir? Okay.
I don't have a number. I'm trying to find it. I thought I had it in my phone, but I had the card out earlier when I was at home. Back before calling, and I left, stepped out for a minute to get a few things, and he called me off guard, but I sure don't have that number in the way.
Yeah, we got to have it before we can move ahead.
Oh, man. Well, I apologize for that, sir. I just probably have to get back with you all tomorrow or sometime another once I make it back.
Okay, well, I mean,
because I definitely don't have it on me right now.
Okay, well, we can do that.
Yes, I tried to find something with y'all's number on it.
I got you. Well, I mean, we can do that if you'd like.
Yes,
that's
sir,
no
I'm
problem.
All right.
And,
Hold on. I ain't got my glasses, but, yeah.
What that is on it. I just
have to call you. That's
334-427-6681. That was it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what was it? 334 what?
334-427-6681.
8-1, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, and what city were you working in?
Andalusia.
Okay, Andalusia.
Yes, sir, Alabama.
And what was the date you started work with them?
The first month, 11th day, 2022.
Okay. And what was the last date that you worked?
4/17/24.
Okay. And why are you no longer working?
It's on our point system, and I pointed out it, so I missed too much time from work.
Okay, pointed out. It for being absent, you said?
Something like that, absent and then leave early, you know, taking care of personal business issues and stuff, yes.
All right, and what is the name and the title of the person who terminated you?
Mr. Jeff Duke. He's HR. Supervisor manager.
When you say he's HR?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what was the date that he advised you that you were terminated?
On the 17th of April, 2024.
Okay. And you say you pointed out, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and was there any attempt to resolve the problem before you were terminated?
Well, he notified me ahead of time and let me know what was going on, and I was told not to report to work until they had a review, I guess.
Okay.
Of my attendance and whatnot, and after that, I was notified and told that I was going to have to be let go, so that was basically it.
Okay. All right. And did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And was there any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, okay.
Well, I take that back. Yeah, I had been notified ahead of time, but
okay.
I had been under the impression that my time was rolling over after so many quarters or whatever, you know, working. But it takes from 1 year to the other year, you know, whatever time you've been accumulated that point or whatever, you know, for it to roll also.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there we go.
All right. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, and you certify that all of your answers are true and correct, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, and you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Could you repeat that again, sir?
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay. and you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. You agree?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
All right. And you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. You agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, the following instructions and phone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. And you must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Yes, sir.
The unemployment claim we just finished registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at, it's going to be alabamaworks.alabama.gov. That's where you go and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow the instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. And you can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal. You just go where it says file weekly certification on the home page. Or you can do it over the phone at 800-752-7389. All right, now
those numbers wouldn't be in that manual.
Yes, they'll be in there.
Okay, they're still in there. Okay.
Okay. And your weekly certification can be made online or made Sunday from 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications can't be made on Saturday. And failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Now I'm going to give you your, well, first, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, okay, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before decision on your claim is made. All right. Now, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week, and you must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer wasn't hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a loss of benefits. And for assistance with your work search, you can visit an Alabama Career Center. Okay, now I am going to give you your confirmation number and your PIN number, okay?
Yes, sir.
Your confirmation number is going to be 490.
Okay.
005.
All right.
305.
Okay.
All right, now let's see if we can generate your PIN number here real quick. All right, your PIN number is going to be 2667.
All right.
All right, now I've filed your unemployment claim, sir. Is there anything else we can assist you with today?
Not today, sir. I sure appreciate everything. Your time.
All right, sir. Well, yes.
So you have a good day.
Well, thank you, sir. You as well. And I want to thank you for calling the unemployment claims line. Bye now.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you, sir. You too.